No.
Blog Talk really. Radio.
Let's see. The golf song now.
Well, here I am in the wind again, floating where it takes me, laughing and splashing in the summer sun, until the alarm clock wakes me. Then it's coffee and a kiss and two cigarettes, and I'm back out in the cold, cold weather, chasing my dream, but I just can't seem to rub two coins together.
Sing it.
Life ain't easy.
They never said it for me.
Life ain't easy.
Whoever said it's your day.
Life ain't easy. And nothing comes free. Free, free, free. Life ain't easy.
Tell me all about it.
Life ain't easy.
No, 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 no.
Life ain't easy. And nothing comes free. She don't understand the way my mind keeps drifting, and the Lord don't always lend a hand when my poor heart needs lifting. Is home and kids really all there is, or is there something better? And how much soul must the poor man sell to rub two coins together?
Hasn't happened previously in the last 100 million years.
Well, shows.
Yeah, chord samples show that.
Chord samples. And,
yeah, we get runaround language. They spout all these scientists that say it is, that they try to diminish the number of scientists that say it isn't. And that the reason is that is because the number of scientists that came out and said that this is some kind of crap way outnumbers the ones that they've been able to bribe with a grant
payoff
or whatever to say that it is. You have to look at who stands to really profit the most out of all this. Why would they be pushing it? And we need to know. We need to know how many of our elected and how many of our elitists are invested in these carbon exchanges and how heavily. And I think that'll tell everyone a true story. But they're never going to bring that up. And the Republicans probably won't bring it up because some of them are in the same boat.
I bet it's over half of the you know, the Congress that benefit. Somehow, some way, they've had their pockets.
Somehow. Exactly. When you got to look at it, you sit back here through history and somebody's looked over and said, wow, look at all that money that these oil companies make, these natural gas companies, and these people that sell firewood and all this and that. Wish I had a way to take all that money and put it to, and have it all coming to me. This would be a guy named Maurice Strong. He's from Canada. Look him up. Study him. You'll find out that Maurice is a few steps above George Soros. And he seems to have his be part of every world organization that there is. He's buried in China right now. That he would be buried in China and they would manipulate their currency.
Yeah.
But Maurice Strong, he's one of the first people that was out there going on about man-made global warming. But he's seen the money that could be made if you were the ones invested in the carbon exchanges.
And they buy
global warming. Because if you're the person in the middle, you can make money both buying and selling carbon credits. So they went to you when I did the example of it all, how it all works. And when I do that, it just freaks people out. They're like, well, hell, then, either way it goes, whether you're buying a carbon credit or selling a carbon credit, the people of the carbon exchange profit.
Well,
and if you're the ones invested in it, and we all know Obama was invested in the Chicago Carbon Exchange until the news started leaking out there who all these players were that were invested in this, and then they were involved with offshore banks and some other stuff. Check it out. Look it up. And read it for yourselves and see what kind of idea you get what they're doing. But to me, it's a scam. Bernie Madoff looks like an opera boy.
Well, I know. What are they going to do with all this money they're getting from that? I mean, how are they putting that back into healing the environment or whatever? Are they going to go over and give to the other countries when they're smog blows in the jet stream from here to there? I mean, they're going to go up and give them some of that money?
Therein is another angle that people have talked about, they were talking about yesterday, is the fact that what good, if we're the only ones doing it, what good is it doing when China pollutes way more than we do?
Yeah, it just blows right this away.
Well, now let me blow your mind. Do you know what is the biggest polluter of CO2? One of the biggest, bigger than anything that the government can throw at you, because it's not man-made.
A volcano.
One volcano wiped out everything that they've done so far years ago.
There's 8 or 9 active, apparently.
There's probably more than that active. Spewing ash and smoke and stuff. Then you have forest fires.
We have
other stuff like that.
Yellowstone.
Man only mainly a mid-percent of what's out there.
It's disaster.
I didn't even thought there was any way they
could do. No, about the legal aliens. We can't. See, there were one of the chief justices, the Supreme Justice, says that's just harmful. It's demeaning. We should call them something else. I believe, what was it called, anybody?
Foreign invader.
An undocumented alien. Talk about how
I'm sorry,
15
folks.
To 20 million Muslims will come
I'm sorry,
in
folks.
The end of the term.
I'm sorry, folks. I call them foreign invaders. That's what they are. They were not invited, and
our military that has in
now our border patrol. It's our border patrol James down there. What was going on about yesterday? The rock.
Yeah, if they pick up a rock, they are ordered to run the other way for no conflict whatsoever. Go ahead and let them run on in the country. It's okay because we're going to give them amnesty.
Still breaking the law.
Yeah, it's breaking the law.
Oh,
like we need to have private border patrols, like back in the militia days, Minutemen.
Well,
so speak.
They could seal the border if they really truly wanted to, and they know they could.
Well, yeah,
they will not make an attempt because you don't understand. In the three pillars of Agenda 21, one of those pillars is to destroy the American culture, and you do that by just letting everybody come in here. And all of a sudden, your flag's getting burned, and they're waving their flag. And you're supposed to cater to them. Here we are. Oh, let's push in Spanish out here everywhere. Push in Spanish. Let me ask you something. When your kid goes to college, if he's going to be a doctor or a lawyer, scientist, and many other things, he's going to have not Spanish, but Latin. Why aren't we pushing Latin in the schools so that our kids are prepared for those other kinds of the higher paying kinds of jobs and lifestyles and stuff that go with that when they've studied Latin and can become a scientist, a doctor, a lawyer, and many other things that require you have to take Latin. And in case they don't know it, Spanish was actually stolen from Latin.
Well, people, even landscape. You have to know Latin because it's called a botanical name. And the botanical names of all plants, shrubs, trees is Latin.
Animals,
yeah, you're right. Animals, too.
And we got an interesting conversation between Mr. Rod and Big Ron about HARP. H-A-R-P. HARP is a government thing. It's up and located in Alaska. And many accuse that they use it to control the weather and the geosphere using magnetic impulses.
Well, you can see a little bit of that fact on the hurricane last year. Last year, it looked like the hurricane was going away from America. And somehow the hurricane decided it was going to shift left again. Well, usually hurricanes don't, if they're going right, it ain't going to shift back inland.
There are actually people who are monitoring, you can find them on the internet, who are monitoring the magnetic impulses being emitted around the globe and where they're coming from. And it's a very interesting study that's been going on the last few years. And you should really do some checking into it and form your own opinions on it.
Pull up some Vietnam era. We engineered the rain that backfired on us with the skaters and the yellow fever and the malaria and stuff.
Oh,
we felt a lot of stuff put in the air.
Well, you
prior
got
to anything people start to see now.
It's
documented. If they don't believe it, it's documented.
Well, there's stuff we haven't even seen out there.
Well, I happen to have a background where I have. You know, I've been involved with some things and stuff, and I can tell you this. There's a whole lot of stuff that they have that the public doesn't know they have. And really, it serves no relevant purpose on the planet. It should never have been invented and should have been totally destroyed and eliminated. But instead, it's stored.
Just like Roswell. That was covered up.
Well, it's covered up with what they do there and stuff. I can't say it was a cover-up about no alien yet, because I haven't seen
it. I haven't seen that.
But I do find it interesting, all the secrecy and stuff about it, and I can understand if they're using it for a development base or something like that. That makes totally sense. But I, myself, have seen things go through the sky and been like, what in the hell is that?
One of the greys.
One of my wife's old friends, William
Pates. That's great.
Well, that's you're talking about this now. You're talking about the Majestic 12 paper in reference there. And I always told you that was one of the problems I found with those papers was that it was to correct almost everything. But I disagreed with it about the aliens because I had yet to see an alien.
That's right.
And until I do, I can't admit there is one. I thought I found one once, but it just turned out to be James Carville. They're passing some bills, and we should be seriously, seriously paying attention to every single bill that they're bringing up. We need to research these bills and be reading them before they even go up for a vote, if we get time. And it seems like that's
the key word right there. You just said,
remember
these damn bills before they get them signed.
Remember that deal where supposedly we was going to get all this time to study a bill and this and that before they voted, this. What the hell happened? We're not getting that. Here they are. They're bringing up bills, but maybe amendments, maybe not amendments. Depends on which house goes into and who tries to amend anything. We've seen the most dirty play out of the leader of the Senate.
All of them are behind
the
him.
Fact that he can get by with the crap that he's got by with, and nobody's calling him down.
We need a regulating body, that's for sure, with just and swift punishment.
You know, we've had leaders in our day that would have throttled that. Would have throttled it. Unfortunately, we don't have any of those types today. We were talking earlier about, you know, we were laughing about Davy Crockett. But I said, show me an elected official that has the courage of a Davy Crockett, that he so believes in things that he told the rest of these guys to go to hell. He went down to Texas. He died fighting for the freedom of Texas. How many of our elected sitting in and out do you think have that kind of courage? No. Their courage lies in their back pocket. How much money can I fleece while I'm sitting here in office?
Yeah.
What kind of an investment can I get back that will make me money? What kind of deal can I get to send money back to my district and my area? Maybe name a park after me or something.
Not the same stock of people that I want. I want long way out there every day, blue-collar people representing me. They've been there.
I wake up and I get up and I watch the news in the morning and I'm like, holy crap, where am I? I'm in the Twilight Zone. If anybody out there is old enough to remember that show.
Yeah, I've been trying to take the credit down.
How many honestly at one time or another have thought that we are in the Twilight Zone?
Oh, yes.
I mean, come on. The things and values and principles we were brought up with around here are attacked constantly. I don't see us giving it up. We're not going to quit fishing. We're not going to quit hunting. We're going to grow our own gardens.
We're not
going to
stop
for you.
Boy,
kind
of fish.
Yeah.
I said last time I knew, the caveman even kept warm with wood.
Yeah, we did it all along.
Yeah. But the caveman wasn't being forced to pay for somebody else to try to pass somebody else's pocket.
Oh, no.
They were just trying to steal the wealth. You know, they talk about income inequality. I would like every one of these Democrats to explain the income. How creating billionaires and trillionaires through a carbon exchange off of a scam is income equality. I'll wait for your answer, but I'm waiting to hear that one. how is that income how is that not income inequality when you set yourselves up to profit off of a scam?
You're not giving the rest of the nation the chance.
And if you're not trying to scam everybody, then do this.
Not sharing love.
Sign the paperwork that where every profit made from your investment in a carbon exchange goes to pay the debt of the country you're in.
So, and that means the debt clock will stop and try to go backwards.
Until it does,
we're not saving nothing.
Yeah. I don't care. When you say, well, we reduced the deficit. No, you reduced how much you was going to spend, but the deficit still grew.
And that's honestly, they're fake numbers together.
Well, that's what I was earlier talking about. I have that problem with my background that I had to deal with real numbers. I didn't get to assume numbers.
Yeah.
I had to deal with real numbers. I didn't get to assume science. I had to deal with real science. I had a flunk. It's just ridiculous. You know, I don't know how it is in a lot of areas, but I don't live in what you would call, a New York, California type, risky type area at all.
Well, do we live comfortable?
And people around here, you work your way up a ladder.
There's one of the ladders on the team.
And the sadness with how these Democrats want to do things is they want to take a rung out of the ladder, every other rung out of the ladder, and make it harder for you to climb out of poverty. Harder for you to get ahead. Because as long as they're giving you freebies and concessions, and I'll sit here. Anybody want to call in and join in this? I'm asking. Tell me something that the government is not trying to take control of. I'll wait. Hopefully, someone will give me an answer.
They've got that. Health care, they've got in your homes, they've got in your gardens, they've got in your churches.
The guy they're going to put in charge of something.
Got your food.
Attorney General.
You're education.
The Surgeon General or whatever the hell. This guy Obama wants to put in there, and he's talking about guns. Getting rid of guns is health care. The doctor should be asking their patients
to realize
them over, I guess, and stuff.
Don't they realize
that?
Don't they realize
their parents have guns?
And I'm pretty sure the guy that's saying all this is a Muslim.
Probably, and don't they realize that that's only going to get the guns from the honest people? And bad people are still going to have guns.
A government can give them.
We don't have guns to protect ourselves.
Maybe I miss out on something here, folks. Because for me, it was like this. I worked hard. When an opportunity presented itself, I went after it. Where I was working at, offered a class, I took it. If anything that was going to help me climb up a ladder, I did. You know, to do that. I knew each step that there was different steps. I didn't know how high I could climb. Actually, I passed my own goal. But the opportunity, working to earn an opportunity.
But you don't have that drive no more.
And it wasn't handed to you. You work to earn an opportunity. It's what you do when that opportunity is offered. And if you sit on your butt, you think, I'll get a better offer and let that one pass. Well, sometimes that's why you end up living in poverty. You take the offer you got until you get a better one.
Any job,
and you don't quit that job until the better one's there.
That's right.
I've heard too many people that just, you know, well, I got mad, so I quit my job. Yeah, is that going to take a deal?
Nope.
And who won? If that guy didn't like you, like you said, and you quit, and he drove you out, and he's cost you all kinds of money.
Turning on Obamacare, people.
Whoa.
How's that?
I got to admit, I laughed pretty heartily when I heard that the first time. These unions are turning on Obama over Obamacare. But I guarantee you this. These unions, they're going to get off of it.
Oh, yeah.
Obama will offer the deal. I have no idea. Lonnie, what are you doing?
You okay, cuz?
Fall off the chair. Holy crap. Pant down. Pant down.
Sorry about that, people. What was that?
Open. Hello? I'm gathering he's still there. It could be. He has dogs. Me, I don't. I don't like them except for potatoes and gravy and carrots.
Oh, you terrible male.
Lonnie is at his house in Seymour, and there's five of us sitting here, so I can't reach in to wake him, shake him, or anything. But you know, we're getting to a point. We just had the CPAC. I love Sarah Palin's little green eggs and ham thing, and I like how she ended it with about the Russia thing and who saw that coming.
Still get to watch it.
But there was a lot of strife there. I agree that there is. That's because you've got establishment GOP trying to shove their people on us because, you know, they're embedded. They're embedded. And they are scared to death that their gravy train that they got through their investments and all this stuff is about to end, and they're not going to get those chances to do that insider trading investing again. We're going to see a big increase in food prices this summer.
Yeah, they didn't promise that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that goes right along with the global warming, man-made global warming. You stop these people from growing stuff, but it's man-made global warming.
Well, I want to know if this is still winter.
Spring, yeah.
I don't know. What's this cold snap coming in for? Global warming coming in. Shouldn't it be already hot?
Well, there's a lot more to it than just that.
Still seems like the season's about the same as I can remember my whole life.
They said the other day that the Great Lakes are 98% frozen. Maybe not after today, but
yeah. That's because the water is warmer.
Yeah.
Al Gore.
When was the last time the Earth was froze over? How many years ago? Stadium.
The Earth has been frozen over many times. The Earth has heated up.
This kind of
tropical situation all over the planet many times. But now they just want to say this one specific one that's happening right now, even though it's in the same cycle of time that it should be happening. It's always happened before in these cycles. It's just falling right into that cycle, but that's okay because it's just this one. Just this one is man-made, and everybody needs to pay a carbon tax so that these people in carbon exchanges can make become billionaires and trillionaires.
So we can pass
right
their pockets and we get
money. And that they get power out of it. See, they use this too for their power. It's part of Agenda 21.
To take your cars away from you.
To
take everything away from you.
Because
and
they
force
say they
you
know
to quit
when,
buy it, to force you to quit giving your money to gas companies and oil companies and that kind of stuff, woodcutters and stuff, and instead give your money to companies that are that they are invested in.
Yeah, that way they can get more money.
Solyndra. You really look at Solyndra and what it was a money scam that ended up donating a pretty good chunk of money that they got from the government, from us taxpayers. Solyndra got the money, and in return when they got that money, they took part of that money and gave it back to the Democratic campaign headquarters. But that was no more than money laundering. If they'd have been Italian, you'd have thrown them in jail.
Yep. What was
you'd
the
have
real reason
got
them
for violating the RICO Act?
Did they say why the company went bankrupt? What was wrong with the solar technology?
I don't know. Why did the two companies in Columbus go bankrupt?
Why are they still pushing all these solar panels now, still making all this stuff?
Solar panels, to make them, you have to use a toxic.
Yeah, what are they going to do with all them when they wear out?
And then when they wear out, they're toxic waste.
Where are they going to store them at? On top of the nuclear waste? You just like this plane that was stolen, too. I worry about them. A couple flying right on in with a nuke on that baby. I'm just waiting for it. I've been waiting to see it on there.
I find it kind of odd that there hasn't been no pinging, which means it's not underwater, and that you can call these people's cell phones and they ring.
I think it was about one.
We'll
or
go wait
for long, rather.
Wherever it went, it was getting at.
Yeah, you're right. We are giving China subsidies for solar panels. We're also giving them subsidies for building the damn wind turbine. And some brilliant ass there in California, Linda, if you see this person, please kick them in the rear, thinks that they can put these windmills off the coast of Florida and fight off hurricanes.
Oh, yeah, that's a stupid one.
They're just... You just want to get a mallet and chase somebody down and whack them on the head.
They put them in reverse and blow the storm away.
Blow the hurricane away, y'all, right?
Right,
being broke apart, twisted.
Oh,
Lord.
If anything,
they would become flying projectiles and be a danger to the public.
Yeah. Like a big old boomerang.
Yeah.
And see it now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
10 members of your family, what happened?
Life-saving energy.
Power come through the house.
Wind turbine propeller.
What bull, man. Oh, I understand that, Ron, about the government grants. Another crap has to work. Hell, there's a book on how to get over and how many different government grants you can get away with scamming on. I've known people who've applied for college these government grants that way. And never used, they spent money of it, part of the money they got out of it, but they never did anything with the college. They never finished, or never went 6 months.
Got their money cut up.
Yeah. And people think, well, the government grants are free. No, they're not, dumbass.
Somebody's got to pay for that crap.
Some grants you don't have to pay.
And it just ends up that I'm one of them workers what has to pay for some of that.
And
crap.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to keep complaining about GM owing us 10-point-something billion dollars. I don't care if Obama says they don't have to pay it or not. That's just bull crap, and it's wrong. $10 billion, over $10 billion, you owe the taxpayers of this country.
And that bailout.
If you aren't going to pay it, then you ought to be handing out a free car here and there.
Well, no, because that takes away from their pocket.
Now, I would like one it costs. That'd even be nice.
The free car to take it right out of the
tax. I hate to think how big and how many. We don't have enough land mass to put enough of those air power turbines to spin the earth. We just don't have enough land mass to do that. You don't have enough land mass to put them up and with solar panels, give out the electricity. You get out of coal energy around the globe right now. I ain't gonna tell you that. One thing these other people that push all this stuff at you won't tell you is this. If you hadn't been burning
oil, natural gas, other things, fossil fuels and stuff throughout centuries. The environment, as you know it right now, would be in so much worse condition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oil pit.
Tar pit.
Tar pit.
Oil seeping through the water basins and into the water flows. You'd have natural gas leaking out of the fissures and still in the atmosphere.
Oh, man, you'd have way too much carbon. Way too much carbon to even breathe.
We got a caller, air code 404-898-0066. Come on, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on?
Go ahead,
Hello? Yeah, what's going on?
We're talking about what's going on in the country.
Yeah, whatever's on your mind might upset you a little bit, and you want to talk about it, go right ahead.
I don't really like what Obama's doing about that pipeline coming down the Trans-Siberian Camp pipeline to some, because it's going to bring jobs down there, but in Texas area and up through Canada. And if we put that in there, and then people get jobs.
Yeah. Well, I totally agree with you there, and I'm like you. I don't like how he's doing it, but I understand why. You see, he's invested in carbon exchanges, and he's trying to transfer the wealth that comes from oil and stuff to the wealth of collecting a carbon tax globally. And have to buy carbon credits and carbon and sell carbon credits for this exchange.
That's all scam, man.
It's a Ponzi scheme, and that's exactly why he's fighting our natural resources, natural gas, oil, the pipeline, all that. That's exactly why
he's shutting down all coal plants everywhere. You know what I'm saying? He got to find another thing, you know. No, he just said everybody just take a shit and he doesn't even pay no attention.
Here where we live in southern Indiana, our electricity is mostly generated from coal-fired plants, and we've seen a pretty good spike in our electric rates.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think everybody's against the coal, against the fossil fuels. Well, I think they ought to turn their damn lights off. Quit putting gas in their cars.
Yeah, if they want to do it, they can just get a damn windmill and put it in the backyard. Get a windmill for everybody. Windmill. Say that. Sing it. Yeah, just figure a guy put that windmill in there and see it in the backyard and he can run his lawnmower without the gas. You see, stupid. His whole thing is a bunch of...
Those wind turbines in Ireland? Well, Ireland is looking at taking them out of Ireland because of the noise they make is having an effect on the people.
They're going to kill birds and
migraines and all kinds of other things. So now they're going to take them all out.
Well, hell, coal is going to find the ground, man. So far, the person is running on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's bituminous coal, an anthracite coal. And the soft coal, well, nowadays they can do it without ship mines. And
our government is pretty damn good at handing out millions like they were glazed donuts at a cop convention.
Yeah, it's been all the money Shannon is about to come out from.
Something from the government.
Yeah,
somebody in the government and elected officials.
It's probably some congressman, some back talking guy. He's doing the thing.
It's getting money out of the deal.
Well, it's kickback somewhere, or it never went through. It's never been passed.
People,
what are we going to do about it?
It's hard to win an election and be a politician.
Yeah.
If they didn't know, they could get.
Yeah.
I said to a guy he could do whatever he wanted to do. He's trying out about it all. He said, it's you and young.
That's what he thinks.
Well, I definitely believe that Obama is a Muslim plant. They're talking about
he's communist Muslim. He's from Asia.
Being granted amnesty by the end of his term. What's the thing?
Well, that's asylum. That's not amnesty. So
yeah. It's not. He ain't even black guy. He ain't even white.
No, they don't count him in the same number.
He can be a Jew.
Fair Nicholas, let me think.
Yeah.
He might be from Israel or something.
Yeah.
You know, Obama has put the Muslim Brotherhood, the Sunni regime, in power all across the continents. Why not this
one? Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be Jew. Hell, you might even be Israeli some bitch. I don't know. Jew, because he might be from Star Trek.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll bury him, move my neighborhood.
Well, me too.
So,
you look at the turmoil throughout the Middle East, the last fighting. If they're not fighting with one of us or somebody, they're fighting themselves, or they're fighting each other. You know, it's just chaos. They thrive on it, I guess. And sometimes I don't know why we get involved in some of this stuff.
Some of it we need to keep our nose out of.
Well, that's true. And like this case going on with Crimea, you might as well face it. There's nothing you're going to do to change what's happened. And Putin knows Obama isn't a threat in any way.
Well, no.
No.
He's not worried about none of his sanctions. They promised him none of them. They don't backfire. He don't need us.
Putin saw him throw a baseball. He knows.
Yeah.
That is like a little girl. We keep our media. If anyone, when all is said and done, we should drag the leaders of the media out. Remove them.
Totally out.
Get rid of them. Whatever. Because these people have co-conspired, played interference for all that's going on.
Yes.
That's why I'm constantly telling people, you know, you need to read these bills. You need to check sources. Always cross-check, because you never know what you're getting somewhere. At, there's several times I've seen a story and thought, wow. Then when I read the story, I was like, I got to find another proof.
Yeah.
And I never could find backup to that story. But it is it.
Some of them is false. You've got to watch what you see, what you hear. You need to check it out.
Yeah.
Do your own research and where do what you come up.
I'm here to try to point you the way to go look and find the stuff. And there's much to be found out there. And like I said, if you can go to those sites, you can go and you can read these bills that they've passed in the last couple of years. Well, any bill they've ever passed, you can go and read it, see the amendments of it, that total context of it. And the things in the last couple of years that I've been reading that they've been passing, every other bill they passed is a bill that gives them a little more control.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing.
A little bit more control.
And that's like the gun thing, confiscation of guns stuff. So they started, how's that working out?
Well, I did read that officers were resigning or refusing to enforce the government's collection of guns because they feel it's unconstitutional.
So there you go. Let's see what happens. Keep an eye on Connecticut. So let's keep an eye on, see how many other states decided that try to adopt this and jump right on it too. I know Maryland was talking about it. Let's see how many others. Because I always said to do something like that to disarm the public, they can't do it all at once.
Well,
they will have to do it step by step.
I'm just wondering which agency's rolling up in Connecticut now to do the disarm.
a government agency. Like, okay, you just cops wait until your thing. We're going to do ours.
Well, the last thing they want to do is ignite a fire.
Yeah, well,
if they're going to do that, they'd want to try to attack everywhere at the same time as much as they could, because they know that that's igniting a fire, and there will be an explosion behind that fire.
Like creating a flat furnace. Because a lot of them say couldn't
be. That's a boot in your ass, because that's American way.
Right. Uphold our...
I'll drink a beer with your horse, too.
I was in jail one time, and they took me to court. They brought in a guy, and he would be in charge of being drunk and driving, and he had a goat with him, and they were charging him because the goat was drunk.
P.I.?
I can see that.
Yeah.
Royce Parlow. Sorry, Royce, I'm not going to let you live that down.
What did he wear that goat with for? That buddy?
I have no idea. I
don't want to know. I mean, he's going to eat it.
I bet you that was on the judge's mind, too.
Yeah.
I think that's what put him in a good mood. He's a little bit more lenient on me. Yeehaw. We keep seeing the same names being thrust at us, too. Chris Christie. Jeb Bush, not so much, but they're trying to slowly, slyly slide him in there. The last thing we need is a Bush or a Clinton or another Obama.
No.
Definitely not one.
We need somebody honest in there.
That's
going to be working for the people.
That ain't happening, according to the Bible. Some days it's over. Thank Lord.
But, you know, I got to tell you, I look at things today, and I'm thinking, I always thought the future would have been better. And as I look now at the future, I'm just the opposite of mind there, thinking how the past was so much better than what we're headed to.
You got a sloth formation.
This nation has given up. You can't stop people from crossing your border. Then you got to give jobs, welfare, food stamps, housing, and everything else. Pay for their medical care.
They just need to start enforcing the law.
Well, that's never going to happen. Neither the Republicans nor the Democrats got the courage or the guts to do what would be right, and that would be to enforce the law.
So is it up to the American people to enforce the law?
And now I'm going to say something here. If anybody out there speaks Spanish, I hope you relay this to the Spanish-speaking public, those out there, illegals and all. There's a reason why they're promoting amnesty and illegals. It is a big part of destroying our culture. At the same time, while you're looking at that 10 million they claim to be illegals in the country, they've imported over the last 5 years 10 million Muslims through asylum.
They say, look at all the Muslims they've
So there's another big pressure changing the culture. They're pushing everything they're doing, the left is doing, is trying to change the culture.
And that's just sad, bringing oppressed people on our soil.
Well, you got to change the culture, get it all disrupted so that they'll accept a new culture where the elite totally control everything. See, that's what they don't understand when you're voting for these people. You're not reading what they're doing. You're not paying attention to the bills they're passing. You're not looking at what the agenda really is.
They'll just rule until the one comes back. When he comes back, they ain't going to rule no more.
Well, the agenda, when you look at the agenda and you realize what the depopulation is going to mean, how many of these people that flood into this country do you think is going to be left when they do their depopulation? Once they serve their purpose by destabilizing our culture and helping to destroy our economy,
they'll eliminate them.
Incinerator time.
Basically, I mean, that's why they made them incinerators.
Well, they got to have the slaves now. You got to understand. But you're talking, if there's only 500 million to a billion people on the planet, well, then, you know, I'd say they'd be pretty selective about their slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
maybe they want to keep it.
I can understand people wanting to come here for a shot at freedom and a shot at a life.
What I don't understand is why we keep supporting countries that would make their people have to flee to another country for that because they can't get it there.
But the only thing kills me is they flee to this country because it's free.
You allow 80,
and
you allow
go on road streets and protest.
You allow $80 billion a year to cross that border through remittances and drug money to the Mexican economy. It makes up the biggest chunk of their economy is made up from that right there.
People, how would
you allow it?
How would we be if we kept our own money? We wouldn't let, you know what I'm saying, let it go across the borders.
Well, it'd be about a 3-day work week, brother.
I wonder this. What would it be like if Mexico was a country where the people down there actually had an opportunity and a chance to climb a ladder?
Like we have here.
Why aren't they working for that?
I'd like
to see everyone here illegally from Mexico turn around and march back on their country and turn it into that.
A country that
looks out for its people and is run by its people should work in all countries. And we should not be supporting countries that don't adopt that concept.
Yes, but it ain't going to help if you're going to have the ones protesting in the street.
They got to understand why they're being led here and led to do that.
Because they are being led to do it.
You got groups like La Raza.
Well, a lot of their protesting is getting the same views and the same treatment as the country they just freaking left. Why would you want to get in our streets and protest? Hello, Linda.
We have that same problem with liberals. When they flee a state because of the way the state is, people who flee from California. Linda knows what I'm talking about. People who flee from California because of the way it is, they go to another state, and they try to bring that same kind of crap to this state.
I don't understand that. If you want that, stay in the state you was in. The country you was in. Or the state you was in.
The reason that they do that is because liberalism is a mental disorder, and they're going to take it with them. But not everybody from California is nuts. And you have to understand, Mexico is a third world country. You can go to Mexico City, you can go to Puerto Vallarta, you can go to any of those resort towns, which I wouldn't go to it now anyway, but like two blocks away from those resorts is another Tijuana or worse. So those are just like facades because it's not the real deal. It is a crazy, horrible, corrupt, cartel-run mess. And the poor people are so poor. I've been to Tijuana. I've been there. I've seen it many, many times when it was still safe to go in the late 80s and early 90s. We used to go in the daytime. Or, you know, we'd go down. They had daytime discos, and you could drink beer and eat chips and salsa and all that stuff. And when we would walk across the border sometimes, if you go to San Ysidro or whatever, and you would see these children begging, and there's more times than not, they all have cleft palates. This is a poor country, like Rwanda. I'm telling you, people, this is an evil. It's not. You don't have to go very far, and you'll see this kind of nonsense. It's horrible, and it's all over the world. And they have one of the most strict immigration type rules in the world. They and other countries. You try to go in and live in Japan and not have a visa and overstay your visa, you're on a plane so fast it'll make your head spin.
Yep.
Okay? So that's the problem. We have a rotten oligarchy right now. I don't trust any of them. I can't stand it. But D.C. is a swamp. I'm done with these people.
And then the terrorists, they attacked us once. We allow them to come right back in our country.
Is we'll help countries that hate us. The countries that are good countries try to do the best and just need a little help there. We won't help them, but we'll help those that we'll arm our enemies and we'll try to kiss Muslim Brotherhood's butt. We'll go to Libya and do what we help do there. We'll go to Syria and back the Muslim Brotherhood. We'll go to Egypt and back the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, you know, look,
we'll put Muslims in the IRS, and we'll put Muslims in Homeland Security.
In our army. We'll put them in our army.
I know. They look, there's only one explanation for that mass, you know, exodus out of Mexico, coming across this border. They don't give a dang. They want them here. They look at them like resources for debt slaves, and they want their boats. I'm telling you, it's that simple. These people are the, in D.C. are the biggest, prostitutes.
They don't look at them as human beings. They only look at them as props.
They don't look at us as human beings. Are you kidding me?
And
let's get real.
What I'm saying is this. I'd like to be just the warning out to those people to check into what Agenda 21 means for you. European news, in the end, is not going to be nice.
No, it's not.
No.
Well, look, we all are. I mean, only the ones, look, you and myself and others who are educating ourselves, we're like a little bit ahead of the game. Now, I've got, believe me, a ton of people. I'll tell you about it on my show tomorrow that I met this past Sunday. There was a community meeting. They are as ignorant about what the hell's going on as those Mexicans who do not speak a word of English and probably don't even read and write in their own language coming across that border. I'm telling you, Bill, it's enough to drive you into an early grave because it is very difficult to wake people up, no matter what language they speak. Believe me.
I call to get a phone number. I call information to get a phone number for someone in a town 10 miles away, and somehow I end up with somebody talking to me from India. Jesus.
Well, that's
10 miles away? I have to go clear to India?
I know. That's what they do. That's been going on for decades. I mean, as far as, like, at least 20 years that I can remember, they whether it's a service, it's a branch of a company, yeah, they're putting stuff offshore. Anybody that's dealing with customer service, they want cheap labor any way they can get it. So that's definitely what's been going on. And it is not – we're a mess. This country, the idea of America is flipped upside down. That's why people are fighting. That's why the Tea Party came into existence, I think, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So,
one article really made me laugh last week. There's an article put out that listed the top political donors, and the Koch brothers were number 59 on the list.
Where was Warren Buffett?
He was above them.
Where were the big unions? Richard Trumka. How about Jeffrey Immelt?
Well, 18 unions were higher on the list than the Koch brothers.
Well, yeah, because they got all the millions and billions of dollars. I know.
Soros was in there.
Yeah, these unions, all the big unions, they were pushing out of Sacramento and L.A. and D.C. They were shoving $4 million down the throats of the people of the electorate and the campaign people to go up against Kevin Faulkner. And they had that, you know, like a La Raza type guy trying to, you know, a big union guy, Hispanic down here, and we defeated him. We got him, even without the money behind us, because people said no more. Finally. That was San Diego mayor. So that's how powerful they are. They've got the money, and they'll throw it around, believe me.
You know, I stood and talked with the Mexican consulate here in Seymour, Indiana, years ago, and we did some walking and talking about illegal immigration and that. And the only thing we had a disagreement on was the fact that it was amnesty. And I explained to him why that it was not right to give amnesty to people who broke the laws in coming here.
In the beginning, yeah.
At the same time, to hold those people who have been following the laws and check because of them. And that the right thing to do with we're forgiving them would be for them to return home and get in the back of the line
and
come the legal way.
Then you can come here.
Then you come here, no problem. I don't want them to just cross our border and then demand that we let you stay. Well, that's like someone breaking in your demanding to stay.
Yeah, it gets worse than that, as you know, in California, because we've got so much of it here. I'm sure it's infiltrated to the other states and has been for a long time. But
yeah,
those articles, the articles that I sent to you from my friend Lee up in Orange County, I mean, the number of people that have been slaughtered by these schmucks, because they, the ones who are crawling across the border are not coming just for jobs. They're criminals. They bring diseases with them. They're gangbangers. They're drug dealers. They're illiterate. It's disgusting. And those are the majority. That's what I see. That's what I see coming across that AC border and the San Ysidro or wherever they're coming in.
You know,
that's what's happening.
Here they are talking, throwing a fit over what, 10,000, 500, 15,000 Russians that crossed the border into Crimea. And there were 78 protesters killed in the battle that Russia's soldiers weren't even there.
Yeah, had nothing to do with the military.
Right. But they don't say nothing about the 20 Americans that have died every day on this soil. At least 20 Americans have died every day on this soil. 9/11/2001 at the hands of an illegal alien. And they don't say a damn word about the 30-plus, not the 10, the 30-plus men that have illegally invaded our country when they crossed that border.
I thought some of the illegal aliens had something to do with the Target scheme this year.
Well, that did link back to Mexico, you're right.
They had linked right back to them.
But the fact is, you see the millions that they scam out of the IRS, and when they tried to close that loophole, the Democrats blocked it.
Sure. I know.
I hope all those unions in Nevada lynch Harry Reid.
I think they should do without.
That poor bastard, I swear to God. I can't. Everybody hates him. All the Republicans hate him because he runs that thing like Stalin. He's so evil. They can't do anything in the Senate. He won't let them. And then all the Dems get their way. Look what they did last night. I told you guys about this. I think I emailed and talked about it on one of the shows that White House dude, Sheldon from Rhode Island, he was the one leading that whole parade of that filibuster about climate change on that Senate floor. You want to know that just take those 30 or 40 clowns, and that's your list of the ones getting the money for all this stuff. Betcha.
Yep. You betcha.
Yep. You guys are going to read the email I sent him on his website.
I write these people. I'm on my congressman, Todd Young, a lot. I write him because I'm like, I basically tell him he's flawless, and all he is a photo op guy. Because I want somebody that's going to get up there and raise hell about all the violations of the Constitution. I want someone that's going to get up there and raise hell about all the other crap that's gone wrong and the corruption. I want an honest elected official who's actually going to get in there and fight for what's right.
Oh, so you want him to earn his paycheck?
Well, it's going to be tough to put honest and politician in the same sentence. That's going to be a tough road to hoe.
Well, you know, we started out, there'd be like three of us here, then there was four of us. Well, tonight there's five sitting here, there's one, six counting Lonnie, and we're still growing. We're spreading.
Right.
We've got two good guys hanging around with us now, and the last few weeks, and we've got other people coming by now and asking questions and stuff, saying, "Hey, I heard you knew about this, or I knew you heard you knew about that." And
you know what, Bill, in your neighboring state of, I think it's is it Tennessee that's going up against McConnell, Matt Bevin?
Yeah, Tennessee.
He's been on Glenn's show a couple times, and it's Kentucky. Okay, Kentucky. Sorry.
When I was the director of CHOICE, which was the Coalition of Hoosiers for the Order of Immigration Control and Enforcement,
right,
we had a website. I had a great webmaster. This dude could do things you wouldn't believe. And I got so tired of Mitch McConnell being a puppet for George Bush on Amnesty that I asked Jim if he could make me something, and he did. So we had a little picture on there, and Bush had his arm up McConnell's rear. McConnell was a little puppet. And George was saying, ain't that right, Mitch?
That's true.
Now what I'm seeing is George's arm is no longer there, but I think Obama's arm has slid in that vacant spot.
That's true. There's also somebody, if you guys
party,
have a, go ahead.
McConnell has made threats against the Tea Party and several other groups out there. And, Mitch, we know about your $100 million scam. We know how other times that you have pilfered money back to your pockets or your district that benefited you or your family or somebody. You're not no saint.
Well, you know, I think that he's saying this because, yeah, he's saying this stuff because he knows that Matt Bevin's gaining ground. He's shaking in his little old boots.
We've got Glenn coming here, Linda.
You got who?
Glenn Beck.
Say again.
Glenn Beck is coming to Louisville this next month.
Cool.
On opposition to Mitch McConnell. And then I'm hearing that Sarah Palin is coming.
Awesome.
And I know there's five of us here, sitting here right at this moment that plan on being there.
Oh, you guys go for it. That's not that far from you.
No, it's 55 miles.
45 minutes.
That's not that bad.
No, we will be there.
Cool. Absolutely. And if you guys go to Patriot Families, I put up another photo. It was kind of fun. I put it on Facebook earlier. I got some fun things. It's just cute stuff from my friend at the last community meeting. And it's like their ears, and you cut them out, and then you cut the little slit in it, and you put them over your ears, and it says, bullshit ear protector. That's for when politicians speak or you're at your city council meeting and you don't like the dais and what they're saying. So it's up there on the Patriot Families under forum, so kind of cute.
Need mass produce for us.
Hey, if we can find a guy that can do the things with the internet like James Hare that I had when I was working with Choice, I'm telling you, this guy you just stop at this year at Delaney that he done and show you. You will flip out.
Okay.
People thought we had helicopters, Linda.
Oh, my God.
Pictures of us with our Choice logo on the side of a helicopter in a desert, and it'd be four or five of us standing out there the way he did it. You could not tell. And they were flipping out. We had our own helicopters and stuff.
It's like Photoshopped, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. I even got a picture of Bush handing out anti-immigration papers with me.
Yeah, I have a few things I'm bringing to Delaney this year too to hand out to people. So we got to really promote the best we can, and I think we're going to have a blast. So,
I'm hoping to get the army going
with the sign and everything, knowing what we are, who, what we stand for. I believe we'll get
Look, we got two other people now. They're going out and they're talking, and they get two more people, and they come and they talk, and we just keep growing. I've had I don't know how many people in the last 2 weeks that I have, you know, and they're in here, and we're talking about stuff, and they're picking it up, and they're taking it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
good.
You do it. You're getting ready to go back out into public every day. You'll be doing it. You get all what you've always done. You know, James does.
Talk to one or two new people every day.
These two guys, they'll be going out there, but we all learn. But that's because we're all smart enough that we sit back and we're looking and we're like, stuff ain't right. You start reading stuff and you're like, what the hell? And then you start reading more. And the more you read, the more you got to read because you're just freaking out at what all you found out already.
I just can't believe who these people think they are.
Okay.
I know who they think they are. They think they're little princesses and princes, but they're not.
Anything that wasn't written that they would do.
That's right.
They also think that certain portions of their excrement doesn't stink as well. That's what their problem is, and we need to knock them off their high horses. It's the truth.
It is.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely.
Yep. So, yeah, we've got their number. The thing is, you know, they've got the money and the power, and but it's their days are numbered, I'm telling you. I really believe that. So, and that's why I do a lot of local stuff, too. I try to keep my hand on the pulse, but I try to do a lot of local stuff.
We don't dwell on it, but when it all does fall apart, a lot of these people have got to know that what they've done and stuff is going to make them the biggest targets on Earth.
But, oh, yeah. I think Frank and Feinstein figured that out.
You all have to remember what we always used to say. Every knee shall bow.
Feinstein's trying to screw around with the CIA. I don't see that working out well.
Well, Frank and Feinstein's a little ticked off because something came around to bite her in the backside, which was, you know, it was okay to spy on you and me, but not her. And
that one of her husband's insider investment deals he got through her.
The other thing is, I just have to look at her and say, yeah, Missy, remember what they used to say. First they came for the Catholics, you B-I-T-C-H. God, I can't stand her.
She looks like the bride of Frankenstein, so we've always referred to her around here as Feinstein. The Feinstein monster.
I just call her Diane Frankenstein. It's easier. That's what she looks like. And her heart is black, and she's a brain-dead little libtard.
Sit one there to the south, you got the mother of immorality, Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, yeah, stretch. She's something else. Yeah, she's something.
She's another one.
If she gets one more surgery, she's going to look like Beaker off the Muppets.
I think that she's, yeah, one more of those facelifts and she's going to have a hole in her chin called her belly button. Lord.
She already sounds like him when she talks.
It's really sad.
The guy who said his family drove from Chicago to Hawaii or from New York to Hawaii.
Who was this?
A congressman today. Was talking about how his family drove from New York, I think it was, to Hawaii.
He was probably using the taxpayer money for gas.
Yeah.
I
didn't.
Been to Hawaii. There ain't no way.
I'm like, in the submarine. Yeah.
Must be a bridge we don't know about.
The same guy who said Guam was going to tip over if people didn't move to that
side. Yeah, there's something else, these clowns. But, you know, sometimes the more people you can gather in your hometown or your home state and you try to turn things around, you'll be surprised once their eyes are open that it'll help you on the national level because they'll start seeing through this crap and they'll vote the right way, hopefully.
Ain't that how everything usually starts? From within?
Yep.
One step at a time.
Yeah, well, I like to think of us as a group of antibodies.
When we first started this group, I always said, if we gain one, that's progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I still hold to that idea. As long as we're gaining one here and there, we're making progress.
Sure.
And we're gaining more than one. I'm not the only one. Other states.
Keep them happy, too. Yeah.
See, we can do your show. You have followers coming in now. I see Terry has followers coming in. Rob's always had followers. Mikey's got followers. It's all, you know, it's starting. We gotta suck it up and push harder right now than we've ever pushed.
I know. You're right.
It may sound silly, but it's truth. In reality, it's truth. We're in the fight of our lives, people.
I know. Oh boy.
And I don't know what our government's prepared to do to try to hold on to the left is prepared to do to try to hold on to power.
I don't know because it's something new every day.
And
something different.
If we start bucking up against all these things, measures of Agenda 21 that they're trying to put in place and blocking all that stuff from happening, then I don't know what the UN and the rest of them are willing to help our government do.
Well, they're already doing it, Bill. I mean, they've got the chemtrails all over. They've got them in North County now. It's been the last 2 or 3 months.
They've armed the hell out of how many government organizations now with military-style weaponry, the IRS, the FDA, the EPA.
No,
I mean, there's a
TSA,
list.
The, yeah, the SOBs. Yeah. I know. I hate them all. The alphabet soup caca. Yeah, it's true. Well, guys, I'm going to go back in the chat room and let you wrap it up. And great job. Keep fighting. And I'll see you guys tomorrow on right from the left coast. Bye-bye.
Bang back channel at 7 o'clock. God bless you, Linda.
God bless. Folks, we're just like anybody else that's sitting out there that is listening. Ordinary people.
Or who may hear it. We're nobody special. We're not financed by no big political organization or anything like that. We're just common people. But we're seeing through all the misinformation, all the deleted information that the media's not putting out there. We're finding this out in other ways. I got to be one that I was against the Internet to begin with, but I'm kind of thankful for it right now because without it, we wouldn't be able to do the things we do. We wouldn't be awake that we are, and we would have probably been taken over. Thank everybody who helped the Tea Party when it first started and all this and that, because I actually believe the Tea Party thwarted Agenda 21 being put into full scale.
Yeah, it did. It helped a lot.
And that we're awake now, and yeah, we're going to be attacked. We're going to get attacked by the establishment GOP. We're going to get attacked by the Democrats. And we're going to get attacked by people who are just uneducated and don't know.
Well, see, the government should have knew. They're trying to pull all this crap. And they are going to wake up the mighty giant. And they did.
And they've tried to put it back to sleep. They've tried to shut it up. They've tried everything and anything. They're spying on every call we make. They're spying on us. Through the Internet. They're spying on us probably through our TV.
Now the CIA's spying on us in it.
Well, that sounds fun.
Hey, they're spying on themselves and don't even know it.
Well, not really. I wouldn't call the CIA.
One's subconscious is spying on one's conscience.
I'm going to tell you something.
Vice versa.
About those kind of operations like the CIA and some others. That you probably never get mentioned.
Oh, yeah. You know,
these people don't run on the same wavelength as the Senate and the Congress have been at.
Mm-hmm.
At any time they're offended, they'll find a way to get rid of that Senate or Congressperson.
Mm-hmm. Mercenary.
Well, it ain't just that. They'll do it through blackmail and everything else. They're the dirty to the dirty.
What we need to get out of there is all the corruption. Lies.
You know, we just, that's it, the lies, the misinformation. That's why you've got to look into things yourself. Let's be real. There ain't a whole lot of us out there that would have ever, someone said to you, just a politician's word, not a whole lot of us would have ever answered yes.
I don't believe them a bit.
So,
there's a few
where we screwed up was when we fell asleep there for years and we just assumed they were doing this or that. We didn't really pay attention. And then we woke up. And that was in 2008. That's when you saw the rise of the Tea Party. The public started waking up. We've seen what was going on. And the more we dig into things, do our research, I know Ron has done a lot and others, they do a lot of research and stuff. The more you find out of what they've already done and put in place, and you already know what the next steps are going to be from what you've already found out. And it's not good.
No.
We are headed down a path, and sometimes it's hard to hold it together to see it's there
that people won't wake up.
Well,
there's some woken up, but some of them, it's just so...
Well, we know throughout history you always have that. You always have where people don't wake up until that starts happening. Then they start waking up.
Yeah. It's like my head's like when I was talking, it's been a couple weeks ago, but it's like the baby incident. You know,
but if he was going to get
like a baby touching,
would you want him waking up?
Oh, no. But it's like a baby touching the stove. It's just like people out there who don't believe. They're going to keep saying they don't believe it.
Well, like a baby. You can tell that baby as many times as you want that stove's hot, but they're not going to figure it out until they actually touch you.
And
they get burnt, and they figure out, wait a minute, they were right. That thing's hot. Well, that's how these people are. They're not, some of them will wake up. But there's few out there what's telling me, well, that ain't going to happen. They can't do that. Well, guys, I'm telling you, do the research because they're doing it. It's been, what, 5-6 years and I woke up, but I didn't have a clue about the government, what they were, the corruption was in it. And Bill showed me, was telling me things. I was like, no, there ain't no way that could be that corrupt. I started coming up, and I started watching the scene, and you know what I'm saying, them in power, and I'm like, wait a minute. They are that crap. It is happening.
I'm sitting here reading these bills out loud to him and explaining to him what they're doing with the bills. I got another guy sitting here with me when I woke up to what they were trying to do with amnesty, that what it really was about, how it was going to affect children and grandchildren of the legal citizens in this country and what it was going to cost, and looking at all the aspects of it, and I started standing up against it, Jerry here, and I went out in the public, and we did protests, and we went to all kinds of places, the news media was always around and stuff, and it was kind of overwhelming for me, but I was determined to, you know, it through. I said I was going to go out here and fight because I was fighting for my grandchildren, and I did. And then I got awoken to Agenda 21, and when that happened, I realized that illegal immigration and the whole amnesty deal, all that was all about, well, that was just a small part of Agenda 21. So I started going after the bigger picture of Agenda 21. And then I thought for a long time there, damn, there ain't a whole lot of us out here fighting this stuff. Then there was Glenn Beck's 912 project, where I met many of the fellow Patriot, members of Patriot families at. We all met through there. We joined into another group after that. That led to another group. Always somebody wanting to control you, this, that, or we didn't like. Started our own group, Hollis Cannon and J.R. Yorkshine as our leaders, and we're still Patriot families. Ron Golden is our leader, and we've got some wonderful people, and they work diligently, tirelessly. They're not working for themselves. Not one of these people are doing this for themselves.
Thank you.
They're doing it for the future generation. We know most of us are, we're mature people, older, and we know that we're not going to see a lot of the effects of stuff as much as our grandchildren and our children and our grandchildren are going to see. And that whole thing just kind of sets us off. And that gives us the drive to keep doing what we do. Common Core. I have heard nothing good about Common Core anywhere at any time. And I keep reading more about it, and I'm like, I can't believe states let this pass as education.
I mean,
the Republicans are bad.
I was at my nation's graduation party, and I was mentioning to some of the kids what was there about Common Core, and you know what I'm saying, how you come up with like 12 plus 12 plus 12. Well, I was telling them that. And they're like, Uncle Chad, that's not right. I said, that's right. It's not honestly right, the answer you can come up with. But.
Did you use the Abbott Costello?
I couldn't remember that. Which one? Well, that was.
It was a Paul Kettle.
Yeah, it was divided by, but.
Oh. Okay. Both of them. You can get an answer and you can prove how you got it, but the answer is still wrong. But under Common Core, they would be right.
Yes, by Common Core, because you can figure out the answer.
Yeah, by the 25 divided by 5, I think it is.
Yes.
17.
Yes.
The other one is...
12 plus 12 plus 12. 12 equals...
9.
9.
Yeah, 12 plus 12 plus 12 equals 9.
And they're like, huh? Mm-hmm. And I told them how you get it. You know what I'm saying? 1 plus... Or, you know what I'm saying? 1 plus 1 plus 1.
You go 2 plus 2
oh,
plus
yeah.
2. 2, 4, 6, and you come down the 1 column. 7, 8, 9. 9.
And they're like, oh, I understand that point,
they're,
but
they were
wrong.
It was comedy years ago when Mom, Paul Kettle did the one of them, and on the other one we were talking about, Abbott Costello did it.
Yeah.
But today in Common Core, they wouldn't be comedy, they'd be reality.
Mm-hmm.
It just gets you. How
what was that, Lonnie?
So that's right.
Yes. And that's what we think. And we can't do that to, I mean, these kids nowadays, they know better than that.
Just because they know better doesn't mean they're going to do anything.
That's right.
I mean, at the moment,
and it is the biggest problem.
Yeah.
You know, the old saying is, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Same thing with a kid. You can make it. You can show him what's right and wrong, but you can't make him do it right or wrong.
No.
He has to make
that
decision.
But I can hold his head under the water and drown him.
That's what we're there to be.
Exactly. I mean, you can't. Nowadays, you can only show what's right and wrong. I mean, face facts. The dying breed of where our families and forefathers is gone.
There is where we're having the collision, because whose interpretation of right and wrong are we using?
That's right. Whose are we? Are we using the ones that we were brought up as? Or are they bringing up the ones that they were brought up as? You know, like, for example, okay, Bill, you got kids and I got kids. Our kids, we taught them what we thought was right. Now, they decided, okay, some of the stuff we don't like what they liked, so we change it. So now our caring kids have got a totally different attitude because their parents showed them something and said, well, you know, when we was growing up, we didn't really like this rule, so we're not going to put that rule in there for our kids. We're just going to omit that one. We'll just see how it plays out. And a lot of times that's what happens. I mean, you know, our parents were strict. They were strict. They were respectful, and that's what you learned. So when you taught your kids that, they weren't too happy about it. Then it got to the point that you couldn't bust their butts for just the littlest thing. It was what is that, child abuse. So now you've got it to where a kid can't even get his butt beat with a hand. Oh, it's child abuse. That's where this is all coming from. And it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, but if I don't punish my child or my children, then I fail as being a parent because I'm not teaching them right or wrong.
That's right.
You know, my parents to where I got a spanking or something, there was always that other part that went with that where they explained to me why.
Exactly.
What I did wrong, why I got
nowadays they don't.
That's why I got my punishment, is to teach me that there's consequences for my actions, whether good or bad.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
available.
And you gotta know, you know, that's what they call ADHD today. It was always around. Your parents controlled your hyperactiveness by smacking you on the butt.
Right.
You learn respect. You learn to...
We got 10 seconds, gentlemen. This is a good one. We'll pick this up next Tuesday.
You and to react.
What, Lonnie?
You got 10 seconds.
Okay. God bless everyone.
God bless. Everyone, give them a God bless.
God bless.
Show up tomorrow night, 7 o'clock,
right from the left coast.
And we're out of here, guys. Good night, guys. God bless y'all.
Good night.